The Tower Light Building is one of the tall ones, and National Bank of Commerce is a tall one, and Alamo National Bank is a tall one, and the Callison Building is a tall one.
Uh-huh. What, do you have one sort of general name for all those kind of real tall buildings?
I guess so. Skyscrapers.
Okay. Would you call those buildings skyscrapers?
Right. Well, we'd have to, yeah. Maybe not, but skyscrapers.
Okay, alright. Would you ever use the word high-rise?
Yeah, okay. High-rise. Uh-huh.
Now, would that be an office building or apartments? Or
It could be an office building or apartment, high-rise hotels and everything.
Okay, alright. What do you call that passageway that goes back behind buildings downtown?
I call it an alley.
Okay. Do you have a name for a passageway that goes between buildings downtown?
I call that an alley, too.
Okay. Now, out here, you know, residential area. I don't know if you have one or not, but
I don't have one. Wish
okay.
I did.
A lot of areas.
Have them, uh-huh.
Yeah. In the back, you call it an
alley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call this area right here between this house and that house?
That's a driveway.
Well, if there wasn't a driveway in it, if it was just a space, you know, passageway, would you call it a
yard?
What?
I would call it my yard or their yard. That's all I could call it.
All right. Okay. What would you call a passageway that goes behind an apartment building?
I don't know. They have a name for it, but I call them all alleys.
Okay. Okay. What if it goes between apartment buildings? Would you, like a space like this, would you call it anything, or would you call it?
Oh, I know what you call it. It has a name. It's another name for them, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. What would you call an area in the city where some buildings have been torn down and they haven't been replaced? You know, they haven't built a new one yet. Okay. What would you call a place just out in the neighborhood like this where they just hadn't built the house? Like that house is
a vacant lot.
Okay. Where would you get, what would you call the place where you get a drink in a public building?
A fountain.
Okay. And if you were at a park, where would you get a drink?
A fountain.
Okay. Okay, tell me about cars and trucks. What different kinds of cars and trucks are there? You know, not brand names like Chevrolet or something, but...
There's a sedan.
Okay, what is a sedan?
A sedan is a... Well, I don't know. I heard a different sedan. A sedan is a car with... Sedan and touring cars and all the same to me, so I wouldn't know. Sedan is a closed-in car, is all I know.
Uh-huh. Do you know
and
what a coupe is?
It's a two-seat, a one-seated car. It's a coupe.
Uh-huh.
Used to be. I don't know what they are nowadays.
Okay. Okay.
And
what about sedan?
Convertibles.
How many seats does a sedan have?
You can have two seats.
Uh-huh. You mean front and back?
Front and back. Uh-huh.
Okay. Convertibles, you said?
I said convertibles.
What would you call a great big showy car?
A limousine.
All right. And what would a motel have to take you through to the airport instead of a cab? Would you call that same thing?
I'd call it a cab, I thought.
Okay. What do you call the kind of car where there are two seats, you know, front and back seat, and then back behind the back seat there's this big space where you could put suitcases or...
Station wagon.
Okay. What would you call a small kind of truck that has an open load bed?
Pickup.
Okay. And